You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
I'm little, I like my face.
I feel that. What's good, y'all? We got a little dance music here at the beginning. Do you know who this is?
Maybe not.
It's the Whisperers. That sounds like Will Smith.
I don't know anything ever.
Oh, well, girl, then we're going to have some issues today because I got some questions for you. What up, guys? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. I'm DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with Lil Debbie.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
You're a very interesting person.
Oh, yeah?
You are. I actually, like, honestly, researching you, I was like, who the hell is Lil Debbie and why does she name herself after a cake? And then I started watching interviews with you, listening to your music, and I was like, this girl's really actually fucking kind of cool.
I'm all right.
I'm into it.
I'm all right.
I'm into where we're going with this. Now, and I also thought it was interesting that your real love isn't really music, it's actually fashion.
Yes.
That was interesting to me.
Really? Why?
Because you started off in this music grind, and you did this white girl mob situation, which is a statement in hip-hop.
That was after that's after fashion, though.
After fashion. But this is what has blown you up.
Yeah, okay.
As far as putting the name out there. Mm-hmm. So then as far as your style, I don't know, like, to me, like, I looked at, like, the stuff that you saw on your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you design everything? Like, mm-hmm. you're very big on what you put out there?
Mm-hmm.
And you went to fit 'em?
Yes.
So where did the fashion to music kind of switch, like, oh, we'll put music as a priority versus fashion?
Well, I feel like music, especially nowadays, it's, like, so visual. So, like, when you're doing a music video, fashion's going to be a big part of the music video. That's usually how it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
like, so is that what you wanted to get into, though? Like, as far as, like, designing fashion for music or, like, where did the two kind of just?
I mean, the funnest part to me after recording and, like, is doing the music video. It's about the visuals. I love, like, being able to pick, like, outfits out. Or, like, when I go on stage, you know, I'm very specific with what I wear. I wear, like, twin sets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So it's like a twin set?
Like, the pants, the bottoms, and the tops match.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's just fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, music has excuses to wear, like, fashion would play a major part in it.
Growing up, who were some of your influences fashion-wise?
I mean, of course, Aaliyah. Like, duh. Everyone's going to say Aaliyah. Missy Elliott. I don't know. I just say, like, honestly, like, my fashion sense doesn't really come from other artists. It's more with cuts and colors and patterns, and that's what it's more. It's like more visual, like that for me.
Were you like making clothes like in high school, like design your own stuff kind of?
No.
Just fell into it?
Yeah. Right. Well, I was always, my mother used to design. She was a children's designer. She did children's clothing. So as a child, I was like a child model. And so, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like trickled down in the family.
And your style can go from, like, I mean, I saw this one. You had your tracks in. It was just swanging.
And my I was tracks. Like, oh, my God.
This bitch is beat. And then I seen some other ones, and your hair was looking like it had all the twists in it.
My versatile thing. I think I felt like for a while people thought I could only pull off one look.
Yeah, I sure the fuck did. I'm not going to lie. When I'd seen this.
Don't let me get in, like, a little black dress.
Girl.
And, like, some, you know what I'm saying? Because I'll kill it. I kill it all. You know what I'm saying? So it's fun to, like, switch it up. Like, I just took my weave out. I did, like, 2 months with it. I've had, like, 3 to 4 different weaves within, like, a 2 to 3 month period.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just over having long hair. And then I went short. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I could do what I want to do.
I can do what I want to do.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I want to get into a couple more topics before we get into who Lil Debbie is.
Okay, let's do it.
First one is Questlove. He has a book coming out. And he's doing the press for it. And he came out to say that hip-hop has failed Black America. This is what
That's
he says.
That's so funny. But, I don't know why I'm laughing.
Well, I mean, you know what? He makes a good statement here. He says, Black music has been taken over by hip-hop. Almost all popular Black artists are labeled hip-hop. I mean, I definitely agree with that. Beyonce is labeled hip-hop. I'm like...
I mean, yeah, there's some things that I listen to nowadays, and it's, like, labeled a certain kind of music, and I'm like, really? That's what that is? Right. Like, oh, okay. Like, I feel you.
Guess we're just going to accept that. Maybe. How do you feel about hip-hop right now? Where we are with hip-hop? Would you call what's out there right now hip-hop?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a new age, like, rap.
New age rap.
Everybody's, like, mixing rap with, like, crazy other shit. You know, it's like it's a time and age where everything's, like, literally mixing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I wouldn't say it's hip-hop.
Would you say hip-hop will ever be back, or have we... used hip hop for what it was, and now we've kind of
to
as
me like
generations
common hip hop and shit like that.
Right.
So,
do you see that wave coming back in with the new generation, or do you think
I don't know? Because when I hear people like people play me shit like that, and I'm like, you kind of sound like Common, and I kind of don't like you, like because you're not him. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's
so
hard
maybe
to say.
Not. I mean, honestly,
I
hope it does, too,
you know,
but I'm
saying?
Scared because I feel like it ain't.
You know, it's kind of scary. It's like people, everything's moving so fast. People want instant gratification. It's just like, and they're like, on to the next thing.
On to the next. Like, hip-hop can sit with Elvis. Moving on. Have you heard of I know, that was so rude. Excuse me. Have you heard of the show Sisterhood of Hip-Hop?
No, I don't know about anything.
Girl, well, you don't need to really, I mean, I don't know why I'm even talking about this right now.
Who is this?
So, Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Her purple weave is popping.
That is Diamond from Crime Mob.
Oh, of course I like Diamond from Crime Mob. I have a crush on her.
Do you really?
I have a girl crush on her. Oh, my God. I love her.
Her products right now are her. There you go, girl. You can get some hair from her. Those
really?
Are her, yeah, she got her
oh,
hair be swinging.
Don't play with me. I will hit her
so
up for hair.
T.I. is going to executive produce this show.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Sisterhood of Hip Hop on Oxygen. Funny, y'all are getting rid of Bad Girls Club, and you're going to throw this up in there. They say it's a powerful, uplifting series of upcoming next generation hip hop artists, which I'm kind of like, Diamond's been around for. But okay, we can play that one. We'll go ahead. So here are some of the people. I've personally never heard of most of them. Just I've
okay,
only
so
heard
wait,
of
Diamond,
Breonna Perry.
And then who's the other one?
I don't know who that one is. One girl's name is Saya. Another one is Namaya Supreme. And then Bia. And I think Bia is a lesbian in very Butch.
Wait, so this isn't all of them?
No, this is only the three main cast. That's, I believe this one's Breonna Perry. And then
this is just a stick. I don't know. It sounds like all, like,
but I'm just
sounds
like
a whole bunch of drama.
It does. And that's where I wanted to talk about this. Because to me, I'm like, Sisterhood of Hip Hop, I feel like if we're going to call something Sisterhood of Hip Hop, I would think we would watch. I know none of these girls are friends because I know Diamond and I know what the situation is. So I know none of these girls know each other. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think like today we see men kind of all coming together with women in hip hop. Why do you think it's so hard for women in hip hop to kind of do this? I mean, I know right now we have this Godzilla, Nicki Minaj running around just eating everything. But why do you think hip hop females can't come together? Today, because we had the ladies' night, we had all that in the past. Why in 2014 does it have to be about the drama versus, you know what, let's make good music together?
That's boring. That's hella boring, you know what I'm
saying?
For
TV, like, but is it boring for when it comes to good music? Because, I mean, I don't know, with three iconic hip-hop artists, you know, coming together on a track,
I don't know. I'm down for it. You know what I'm saying? But bitches is bitches. I mean, I was explaining to my friend the other day. I was like, I'm a girl. Like, I get jealous. Like, I'm going to be jealous. Like, it's just like...
Of other girls in the industry?
Or not even like other girls in the industry. It's just like... Just anything in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like... As a woman, I could admit having a jealousy trait. Mm-hmm. It could be over anything. You know what I'm saying? Like...
So you feel like that sparks up too quickly amongst girls for there to kind of ever be like, hey, girl, you want to get on this track?
There's always like a quiet competition.
Mm. Okay. I definitely see that with females.
You know what I'm saying? Like always, like period. I mean, you're in the same business. You're all doing the same thing.
Where does that stem from, though? Just from the jealousy within, like, because to
there's
me, it's just
like there's
a lot
more female artists coming out now than I felt there were, like, five years ago. I don't know. There's like a mass amount of women like now rapping, and
I have
you see more
that.
Of it.
But
and
I feel like
they're
you
all
can
over YouTube.
Pick out the good ones from what's being put out there.
Yeah,
you know, I think that there are some choice. You know, let's talk about white female rappers. There are some choice white female rappers coming out right now. I know, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would say, you know, I'm not going to throw no names out.
Uh-huh.
But out of the ones that I've seen that I can actually stand and listen to and actually enjoy, I would actually give you that. Artistically, lyrically, compared to a lot of the other girls that are coming out right now, Lil Debbie would take the cake.
Oh, thank you. That is very sweet.
But I'm really serious.
Don't
because
do that.
I'm not going to lie. I judged you when I saw you. I was like, oh, bitch. Krayshawn, motherfucker. Like, what is this? And then I found out that you actually worked with Krayshawn.
Yeah.
And so then I started digging into all both of y'all's records and watching music videos. And I see why it kind of broke off.
Mm-hmm.
I see creatively why it just didn't match. And I'm actually really impressed by a lot of the stuff that you put there. We're going to get into two videos of yours that I really like. But before we do, I want to move into this next topic. Avril Lavigne, how do you feel about her?
I used to love Avril Lavigne when I was
like
younger.
Skater,
I was like, oh my God.
How do you feel about Avril Lavigne's transformation in music?
I don't know about it. Couldn't tell you. I think the last time I listened to her was like a long time ago, like 2003.
Yeah, Skater Boy era.
2003. So I don't know, like.
Well, she has a new song out, and it's called "Hello Kitty," and she's getting a lot of slack for it because people think it's racist as hell. So
why I like Hello Kitty?
I mean, I personally don't, but
Avril Lavigne
apparently does too. But hey, you never know.
So wait, we're going to watch some of
this. We're going to watch some of this. Oh, and you tell me how racist you think this is. I wish it was a little dirtier.
I don't like that she's like a ghost.
No, they wanted to go for the grunge look. The grudge.
Okay, so this is how. Why is she gotta be racist?
They're saying that because it's. She titled it Hello Kitty. She used these Asian women in the back.
Yo, what? That's
and
scandalous.
That it's racist that she's doing
it. I don't think it's racist. I think. What if she's making fun of everybody else that is using kawaii in their music videos to get further to, like, be a part of that scene? What about those people? Maybe she's making fun of those people and not so much the Asian people that are mad about it.
Well, I love that you said that because here's her statement.
What?
Racist? LOL. I love the Japanese culture. I live here most of the time. I flew to Tokyo to shoot the video specifically for my Japanese fans with my Japanese label, my Japanese choreographer, and my Japanese director in Japan.
I mean, why she gotta lay it on so thick like that?
I mean, because what the fuck? Wouldn't you be upset if all these people are telling you that this is racist?
People tell me that everything about my life is racist.
I can actually imagine.
Everything about my life is racist. But
how is that being racist?
It's hard.
Is it hard? It's hard out here for a racist. I feel like I'm the white boy on the Black Network, so
like,
you know.
It's hard. Fuck. I'm like, can I live? I don't know.
I love that Avril got Britney Spears as choreographer.
I didn't know that.
That was a joke.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
All right, Avril, congratulations.
I hated her hair, though, to be real. I didn't like her hair.
But how did you feel about the actual song?
I like that when it breaks down to the Hello Kitty part, yeah. But the rest of it, I'm like, you're reaching.
I thought it was Kesha at first. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, she was reaching.
It's all right.
It's okay. She should have just stayed Skater Boy.
Can white guy in the booth say something, Jesse?
Sure can.
That's actually her attempt at bringing like J-pop to the Americas. I think that's what it is, because there's
Japanese
a whole
pop.
Yeah, there's a whole genre of movie of music that's like that, and it's called J-pop, and it originated in Akihabara, which is in Japan, which is like everyone dresses like that in that area. So that's not racist at all. Like, that's actually, like, a style in Japan.
I would
Japan.
Be, like, the boring bitch on the block if I lived in Japan. I'd be
so
boring.
I'd be
like, yo, this bitch is so conservative. What the fuck? Is that a nun? Like, what?
I'd be with my beanie and my t-shirt.
I'd say like, my long tee. I'm like,
Do y'all have a puppet on your foot?
Like, what the fuck?
All right, next, Pharrell came out with his new little video for Marilyn Monroe. It's dope as fuck. Let's take a look.
It's dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck.
Alright.
Except these fucking hats.
That hand just lit. It's hot.
Isn't that his wife? Is that his wife? I don't know.
Different.
Cute.
I'm just like, stop trying to make
I can't
work.
Not like him. He's so fucking hot.
It's like
really, even with the hat, I'm like, I kind of like the hat.
I like it because it makes him look like a cartoon. Like, I just really feel like Pharrell is a cartoon person. He never ages. He wears
never,
his costume.
Ever,
I think I know what it is. Pharrell.
I need to know his.
He is the face of this product called Liquid Pro. I went to CES in Vegas this weekend, this year. Liquid Pro is this thing you can get injected in your phone. It's in the Bay, actually. You have to go to the Bay. They inject this liquid into your phone, and you never need a case because the liquid goes throughout your phone, over your phone. You can drop it in water, drop things on it, and he is the face of that. So I'm like, did you get injected with that shit?
Wait, I was like, for real, don't put me because I'll go.
No, yeah. It's only $66. I'm like, that's how much I spend a damn month on my phone cases.
That's strange.
So there you go, free plug. Moving on, Lil Debbie. I just want to play this video first.
What video?
Bitches.
Are you like bitches?
Okay, just play the video. I like bitches. This is actually, I'm not gonna lie, this is probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Debbie, you keep acting part. Like this. What do you think your life is gonna look like in 50 years? I'll tell you one thing, it won't be pretty.
Kind of what I look like when I was younger. That's what's kind of trippy.
I popped a couple mollies, then I hopped in that Ferrari with a couple ratchet bitches. All they want to do is party. Got like 4 grams in my blood. Promethazine in my cup. Couple 808s in my trunk. I'm a bossy bitch, so what's up? I tell a bitch, you ain't got shit on me. Queen D, yeah, the crown only fit on me. That's why your man want to feel on me. He's fucking you. His mind still on me. Tell these bitches sorry, I don't really mean to tamper, but I'm too legit to quit, and you can't touch it, MC Hammer. I got bitches who got bitches, they know better than your bitches, and we hopped up in that party, let me call up some more bitches. Now we got that party bouncing, hitting switches, and you talking like you did this, but I lit it, you can witness. Now we turned up and you turned out, we burn it up.
Lil Debbie bitches. I support that movement. I like it because it's like, okay, we're going to get the typical video with the boat, the gold hoops, the bitches in the back. But then we get this other side of it with the old people. Where did that concept come from?
I've always wanted to have a younger Debbie, but it's like the way people use it is so typical. So it just all fell together, you know, me and the director creatively, it just happened. I actually hate boats.
Really?
Yeah, that's the weird thing about it. I actually kind of got punked into the boat situation.
How?
They're like, you're going to get on the boat. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like, is that safe?
So if it wasn't a boat, what would you want to be on?
I don't think I'd be on anything like ground.
No.
On a tank?
Yeah.
Where would I get a fucking tank from? Like, who do you think I am? I can't get a tank.
You're fucking Little Debbie from the Bay. That's who the fuck you are. I know you know someone.
That has a tank.
That could get a tank.
Probably.
I know you know in someone the bay, in the so Bay that could get you a tank within 38 hours.
That's true.
38.
Probably.
I'm just kidding. All right. So you fell into music. And Riff Raff kind of is the one that did what? Because I was kind of confused with this, because I watched an interview. You said Riff Raff is kind of the one that got you into the booth first. But then the way it looked was like you had done White Girl Mob first before meeting Riff Raff. How did that kind of come about? White Girl Mob came first?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you fall into White Girl Mob?
Just knowing them when I was younger over time. I mean, just knowing them, period, when I was younger. We met when we were, 14, 15. And
those
then,
was your bitches.
Just kind of went from there, and then we had a falling out. And then one day, Riff Raff hit me up, and he was like, yo, come do this verse for me. I need a girl. And I was like, no, I'm not going to come. No. And he's like, come on, do it. It'll sound good. You don't have to do it ever again. I was like, all right, fine. So I packed my bags, went down to L.A., and I that was Brain Freeze, and I recorded Brain Freeze. And I remember recording it, and literally right after we shot the video, and I hella did. I was, so pissed off about it. I didn't want to shoot the video. I was like, I just drove, 6 hours to get here. No way. And I've been recording for 3 hours. I'm tired. I'm a tired-ass bitch, okay? But they're like, no, we got to do it now. This is the only time to do it. I'm like, okay, whatever. Dramatic, but we could do it. So we shot the video. It came out, and it was kind of fun. I think when people hate on me, it's fucking hilarious because their comments are so funny. Yo, the way people insult me or what they say is, next level funny. Sometimes I, use them on other people. Dead ass. I'm like, yo, this shit is hilarious. I'm about to use this one.
Or they say things that are so obvious. It's like, well, I don't know if I should even take that as an insult. You're a faggot. You suck dick. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes people are just, I don't know. It was fun. I liked it. And then I just kind of furthered me rapping from
but
there.
But why were you, I don't want to say mad, but why were you so against it at the time? You had a falling out. Was it because of the falling out? You were like, fuck music. Let me get on my fashion
tip. It was because of the falling out that even I decided to do it. Because I was like, everybody already talks shit to me. Mm. And hates on me. And everyone laughs at me and thinks it's funny or I'm a joke or whatever the fuck it is. So I was like, I'm going to do it anyways. And if I put this out, what more could it do? I've already heard all of it.
Right.
They're just going to keep repeating themselves. I can handle that. It's really whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I put out the music video and it's just fun. I like it. I like doing music videos. It's fun.
And then from there, you put your first EP out, Queen.
Queen D.
Queen D. Excuse me. What did you want to get out there as far as a message? Releasing this album?
When I had got kicked out or whatever, a lot of people would be like, you'll never be shit, you're a fucking joke. People from not being in the industry, just regular people, to people being in the industry that are in the industry, high up there, to middly, people that are just affiliated, people would really be like, you're a joke, you're not gonna fucking do anything, you'll never be shit. You know what I'm saying? You're never gonna be shit, you don't have any talent, woo woo woo. And I'm like, no offense to Gucci Gucci. I'm like, you think this girl wrote this song? You think I can't do what the fuck she did? Don't play with me. Don't do it. Because I'll do something and I'll make it twice as catchy. Even if I'm not on a label, it's still going to be catchy. It's going to be a good fucking beat. And I'm going to show you I could do it too. You feel me? Period. Mm-hmm. Whether it's pushed or not. Whether I have a label paying for it to be places or not. You know what I'm saying? And so I did. That's what I do. So that's what I do.
But from that, you're an independent artist. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you, in 2014, we have a lot of people come in here and they are independently mm-hmm. owned. And is that important for you? Is that something that you want to stay? Is that something that you're open to, you know, hey, I'm down to talk to a label if that's the case? Or are you kind of liking the free range of being an independent artist?
I like being an independent artist. I can make my own decisions, my own choices. I'm the boss. There's some things that make it hard mm-hmm. as an independent artist that I would love the help of a label. Am I open to talk to a label? Of course I'm open. But I'm also, I was talking the other day with Vlad and he was like, how do you feel about blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, well, I'm scared of signing with the label because I don't want to owe them that money. And he's like, well, you don't really owe them. It's just like what you're supposed to like gain that back. And I'm like, that's like owing money. Right. You owe somebody that. And that I would that's like $1 million. That's a lot for me to handle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, my college loans was enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm still paying them off. I don't even go to college anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I'm open.
I feel like that's going to change. I feel like you're going to build on this.
I'm getting more used to it every day.
Second EP, California Sweetheart. I was pissed I didn't get to go to the treehouse.
It was lit. I was so Everyone was too high. I was actually too high to be up there. I was like, I have to get up stage and like talk about my shit. Like, we can't just listen to it and like.
Well, you could have. I mean, like I said, that's what Britney Spears did. Britney Spears said, y'all can come to my listening party and I ain't going to sing.
Yeah,
let's all listen.
Yeah, let's all listen.
Like, all right, bitch. That's what we here for, so. All right.
I feel her.
California Sweetheart. Second EP. How have we grown? How are we, what are we attacking with this album? Why California Sweetheart?
I just want to switch it up a little bit. I did my Ratchet thing with Queen D. You know, Ratchets was on there, Bake a Cake. Like, everything on Queen D is, like, great. It's great. I love Queen D.
And so this is another side of Debbie we're getting?
This is another side of Debbie. This is Debbie being a little more serious about her music. You know what I'm saying? It's tending to more of me and who I am. Not that it Ratchets and Bake a Cake isn't who I am, but this is more of, California Sweetheart and... it's pretty motherfucker dabs. It's all like relatable, you know.
Where do you like to write? Like, as far as what inspires you, is there a special place you like to go? Is it like no? I mean, as long as I'm just chill with my blunt in a chair, I'm good.
Usually, it's in the studio. Usually, I work with other people, so it's like it's a collaboration.
Do you like getting beats, or do you like being in the studio and kind of hearing the beat be made in order to kind of write? Or,
well, the way I got Ratchets, which is like I stand by this method oddly enough, is I was one day bored and I said, yo, send me beats, here's this Yahoo account, and I posted on Twitter and I got Ratchets and I was like, yo, this is next level, like this beat is next level, you know. So I handpicked that beat,
really,
and from there, just we were in the studio. And I remember when I first started with Riff Raff, we used to do, like, line by line. So it was never written. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing ever got written until recently. Like, there was no writing involved. It would be, like, me and Riff, or me and one of our other friends that would always be with us. And we would just go line for line, like, bar for bar.
With California Sweetheart, the first single you released off there is Slot Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about this.
Slot Machine? Mm-hmm. I just thought I would do something catchy. I'm all about catchy music.
You know?
You know what I'm saying?
It's just
like,
fun.
I like catchy music. It's fun. That's what I want to, that's what I want to do.
What's your favorite song off the album?
My personal, other than Slot Machine? Dabs.
Dabs?
Dudes Be Acting Like Bitches.
Why? Is this from a personal experience recently?
Personal experience. I'm always, like, ranting and raving about guys acting like bitches. Because it's like, a new and upcoming thing, I feel like.
It is. Well,
in the last 5 years, bitch-assness has grew.
That's true.
the last 5 years, especially from men. And as a female in the industry, I get to catch all the male groupiness that goes on. Oh, so really? You know what I'm saying? So dudes be acting like bitches. Like, don't ever get it fucked up. Like, as many as there's women groupies, there are male groupies. And when I am in the room and I see male on male groupie, I'm like, what kind of fucked up world am I in?
Male on male groupie?
Yeah.
Trick. In an interview, you came out and you said there's so much fuck game in the industry.
Fuck game?
Fuck game.
Oh, that's
in the industry.
Fuck game.
What does that mean? Give me. I want to know an experience you've had with some with a fuck game. Now, I'm assuming that means like some fucked up shit that dudes be doing to you know in the industry. Like, do you feel like as a female in hip hop that dudes try to overpower you or oh, kind yeah. of like what's like when a crazy?
I mean, it goes from
story?
Everything. It goes from like people like men being sarcastic when they talk to me, men thinking they have the upper hand, or I mean, just men and like the male on male groupie shit. Like one time. I don't want to put anybody on blast, but I went with one of my very good friends and we went to the studio of this well-known artist. And there was probably, the artist had a bitch with him. And then there was probably like 7 to 9 other guys in there, other than the engineer. And everyone's smoking and I get there and I'm like, oh, there's nowhere to sit. You know, it's like, I'm going to just slide up in here and sit.
Lean against
you know what I'm saying? So I'm like trying to get in the corner, but I end up being in the middle. And I swear to you, no one said shit to me. No one acknowledged me at all. The artist did. He was like, oh, hey, what's up? Because we know each other. We're friends. Mm-hmm. And then nobody passed me the blunt. There was probably like 5 blunts. Not one person passed me the blunt. I look at my friend. I like pull him. I'm like, nobody's passing me the blunt. Like, is there something wrong with me? Like, what's going on? I was like, what's going on? He's like, I'm about to roll this blunt. Don't pass it to them. But it was just shows you like, I don't know what they thought I was. I don't know if they thought I was a groupie or not. But it just shows you, like, even having, like, pussy in the studio, guys don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
They don't really don't. Like, that's how deep male groupie shit goes. Like, they didn't – not one person passed a bitch a blunt. Like, really? I was like, what? I had to look around, like, am I here? Yep. 9 guys. Yeah, I'm still here. Like, actually 13 with these, like, 5 other guys over here, whatever. But it was just a lot to handle. Like, that's that bitch-ass shit.
That is some bitch ass
shit. Or
the
people, or guys will press you. I also get a lot of guys that hate on me and that like press me about situations. And I'm like, whoa, chill. Like, don't put it on so thick. Yes.
Like what? Like someone just walking up to you and telling you about your damn life?
Yes. I get all types of fuck shit. You don't even know. I had a show in Texas and this fan of another one of Krayshawn's like friends artists that she actually went on tour with mm-hmm. went to my show with a shirt on that was her like her fangirl shirt and he was like this close to me I guess supposedly yelling and doing hella shit. I didn't even realize like it was going on because I was tending to what
you were working.
Yeah, I was working.
Making money.
Yeah, exactly, doing what I do.
Right.
And it's just like it goes from like people doing that type of shit to people messaging me to just Twitter, Instagram, all this shit.
Well, keep on going with your bad self because I just read a quote the other day. Actually, I'm going to find it to you. I'm going to read this to you.
Okay, yeah.
It's on my Instagram.
Yeah, you go.
But the quote is, if I've learned anything from video games, is it when you meet enemies, it means you're going in the right direction.
That's a good
right?
one.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
So that's been my little saving grace here. Moving on to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I want to talk about this, Rice. The mm-hmm. first album you ever bought was the Mariah Carey Christmas album.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song off the album? Because that's probably my number 2 or 3 album.
I can't. What's
like, come on, what's one we know? You was a little girl, to a little vacuum cleaner.
I'm
on
like,
a Sunday,
I really had it. I wish I still had it, but I don't. This is one I really want to say Christmas time. It sounds so cheesy, or I feel like that's one on Justin Bieber's Christmas album
Christmas
because
time.
That was a big one for me.
Justin Bieber's?
Was that one on Justin Bieber Christmas time or some shit like that?
Or Christina Aguilera's
All
Christmas
I Want
time.
For is No, I don't know, but I definitely did buy Justin Bieber and Mariah Carey Christmas album.
So you're a Justin Bieber fan?
Oh.
Oh my God, let's dive into
this.
Oh
my God, that's my man. I wish that was my man. He doesn't like white girls.
Really?
No, I know. I know. I feel that vibe. Right. I feel it. He has that aura.
What's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
That you like Recovery. I love Recovery.
I love that you love Justin Bieber.
All the Time so or fun. All My... What is that called? All That Matters. All That Matters. That's a good one right there.
It sounds like a Craig David song. Yeah, that one. Yeah. I'm getting your answers from the couch now.
All
right.
All I know is Justin Bieber.
Fashion.
What?
You have a sneaker release?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Little Debbie shoe.
They're cute.
Yeah, right? The bandana. I had to throw some bandana.
Who
in
is that? Who are you working with for that? How long is it out? Because it's a limited edition, right?
I mean, it's out as long as
you can sell them.
As I can sell them, yeah.
All right.
Like once they're gone, they're gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put a time limit on it, but
what's
you should
next?
Hurry up.
What's the next crazy ass thing we're going to get from Lil Debbie?
Fashion wise, I'm actually coming out with a jewelry line with one of my friends that is LA based. She's an LA native. It's called Honey Bee Gold.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So we're coming out with earrings and some chains and earrings and chains.
So I'm assuming they're going to be big. They're going to be shiny.
They're going to be big. You know, I'm about my big earrings. So that's going to be fun. I'm working on new music. So it's like...
So even though you just dropped an EP, this is something I've noticed. You kind of are trying to put things out there very consistently.
Yeah.
So even though you put out an EP, we're working on... another project already.
Well, the EP was supposed to be longer, and we cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I already have another single. Like, I always work on music. Just because I put out a little limited music at certain times, like, and it takes a second, doesn't mean I don't have music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that's how I choose to do it. I'm used to recording and putting a song out, like, recording and then going and, like, record, like, video, doing a video and shit. So it's kind of like... It's different. Times are changing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I want to take time in my shit. So I have already another single. I'm working on new music. I've also been doing features. I did something for Sasha Gohard, Katie Got Bands, Fatrell, Prodinsky. You know, so it's kind of like I'm doing stuff, you know? It's just like people got to give shit time.
Is there an artist out there you'd like to work with that you haven't other than Justin Bieber?
I don't even want to work with Justin Bieber. I just want to, like...
All right. Okay. I know I said you can say whatever you want on the show.
Like, I just want to, like... Who would I want to work with right now?
Like, is there a producer out there, maybe? Or...
Probably Snake.
Snake?
DJ Snake.
Okay.
Maybe. But there's probably someone out there I really want to work with. I don't know. I can't think about it right now. I smoked a blunt before I got here.
It's all good, girl. Tell me about your cat, Oliver.
Oh, my God. You're going to make my roommate cry.
Oh, my God. Why?
He's dead.
Oh, my God. I was just like, fuck. Damn it.
Yeah, sorry. You fucked up on that one. He passed away. He actually passed away less than a week after we shot the slot machine video. Yeah, so it says at the end of the slot machine video when you see RIP Oliver, that's to Oliver. Yeah.
All right, well, on that note, let's take a look at Oliver. I'm sorry, roommate.
Yeah, it's a sore subject. What is this? I don't get to see it.
Trying to fix it.
What is that? I don't get to see it. I love Oliver. All this cash on me, but you gotta shake that ass for free. All that ass gotta add to see. I'm about to pull that slot machine. Jackpot, jackpot, right out the crackpot. Toys like Matchbox, now you're hitting that spot. Baby, do it to me like we on film. Make it real nasty, make a bitch say ew. Slow down, speed it back up. After that nut, better get it back up. Better get it back up, hit it like a Mack truck. Is you really that tough or you really gassed up? Go and put the fuel in the spaceship. We about to cruise on a day trip. We be on the move and we make chip. Bet on that money like Vegas, yeah. All this cash on me, but you gotta shake that ass for free. All that ass gotta add the fee. I'm about to pull that cha-ching. Slot machine, slot machine. I'm about to pull that slot machine. Slot machine, slot machine. I'm about to pull that slot machine.
Is that girl Chanel West Coast? Is that who that is? I do not like Chanel West Coast. I'm just going to come out and say
I'm so dead. You have everyone dead. Everyone's mouth is open. Everyone's
Why?
Like, No, I would never have Chanel West Coast in my music video.
Good.
Ever.
Do we, okay, so we don't like it, so we can openly speak about this. I'm not if you don't want to speak about it, that's fine, because I'll speak on it. I just...
The original...
Don't get it.
I just have to say where the original shit had happened, why shit even popped up. Because I don't... Here's the thing about Chanel West Coast. I don't know her enough to not like her. I've, like, hung around her a couple times because we have friends that are mutual friends. And, like, she doesn't seem like an unfun girl or an unnice girl, but... Where everything had originally happened, this is how long ago it was. Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci had dropped, and we had heard that Chanel West Coast was upset about it and talking shit about her. And so we were actually at the Standard one day downtown LA, and Riff and everybody was up there, and it was me, V Nasty, Krayshawn, we're all hanging out. And I think Chanel West Coast actually walked up to V Nasty and tried to say something. And V Nasty's so down of a bitch, she kind of was like, bitch, I don't fuck with you. Yeah. Like, straight up. I don't fuck with you. Don't stop talking to me. You know what I'm saying? That
and
kind
so
of shit.
And so that's what has settled us off?
That's where all of this has, like, came into. And then, I don't know, it just kind of, I guess, the animosity carried its way over. I don't think that she's a bad person, or I don't think I don't like her as personally. I don't really know her that personally. But I think some of the shit that she does is kind of corny.
I 100% agree with that. But, that's why I was going to be like, girl, if that who is in that video... I didn't know y'all had beef.
Like, the thing, I feel like the thing about my style is even if it's ugly, you know it's me. You know, I'm just being goofy and being, like,
it doesn't look
lazy.
Like someone said, girl, we're going to put you in this.
We're going to wear this.
And this is what you're going to do.
Because I'm going to keep it real. Someone sent me a screenshot of a picture the other day that she had posted, and she was in, like, a twin set of, like, print on print and, like, these white shoes on. And the literally the pose down to the pose, everything that she was doing, like, was so reminiscent of me. Mm-hmm. Like, people were sending me the text, like, sending it to me. Like, I didn't even know about it. Like, I don't look these bitches up. And I was like, what the fuck? That's scary. But, she's probably a cool person. I don't know.
I'm sure she's, I don't know her personally. All I see is the art that gets put out there. And for me personally, I'm just like, I feel like that waters people like you down.
That's what I'm, thank you. I'm sick of getting, like... watered down. Just get out of my lane.
Right, girl. We got the full Kool-Aid here. So let's move into this. It's called The Six Mix. Six songs that came out. Well, one of them didn't come out this week, but I just need to play it. But let's get into the first one. It's Jennifer Hudson featuring Timbaland, Walk It Out. I'm into them working together, so shout out to that.
What?
Jennifer Hudson, Timbaland.
Okay. I'm down to see what's going on.
You must have the right producer with the know-how of putting tracks together on a good recording. You must have the right producer with the know-how of putting tracks together on a good recording.
Jennifer Hudson, Walk It Out, featuring Timbaland. I love Jennifer, and she tries so hard. Just don't know if it's ever going to work. How'd you feel? It's kind of slow.
I really want to like it, because I really like both of them. I like the beat, kind of. I was checking my Instagram right now.
I just feel like Jennifer Hudson hasn't found the right person to work with. Like, as I feel like she has a great voice, but I just feel like what she's put out musically doesn't go with... her as an artist. I don't know.
I kind of understand what
you're saying.
You
see where I'm going with that? Yeah. Especially what she's been doing lately. It's like, don't come for Beyonce talking about Beyonce's too sexy, and then you out here with them Spanx on.
Yeah, I feel you.
Next, Jetpack Jones. You heard of this guy?
No.
He's new. He's really cool. I like him.
He's cool?
Yeah, he's cool. Roll. The song's called Roll. Kind of got that old hip hop.
I wish I could see what he looked like.
Yeah. All alone in my habitat zone. Green trees, purples, we blowing. Steady with the current of the river, no slowing. The bell stays here, I don't see no opponent. Blind to competition, that's blind optimism. Like, maybe I'm not that nice, but who we kidding? I'm the chillest rapper in it. Game more scrimmage to the rhythm, I'm a menace. I can duck this shit. Girl, you need to stop playing, nah, fuck that shit.
You found him?
Okay, so do you want to know my honest opinion?
I don't know
why I go on live shows because I'm such a bitch.
I'm a bitch too. Come on.
I don't feel it.
You aren't feeling it?
No. I don't feel his look. I don't feel his music.
All
right. It's a cold world. Who you should look up is Lil Spook, who I just got put on the other day.
Lil Spook?
Yeah.
All right, I'm having it. But if I like it, he's going to be on next week.
I don't know. I doubt it. He's like from Minnesota or something.
You don't think I could find a track by Lil Spook?
I don't know. I don't know if you can get him out here.
Oh, I wouldn't have him in suit, but I'm saying to play his song.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Jetpack Jones.
Sorry, Jetpack Jones. I hope he doesn't hate me.
Everyone to themselves.
I just listen to a lot of shit a lot.
A lot of shit a lot?
Like, people play a lot of their shit. Like, I meet them and they fucking play their music, and I'm like, okay, well, I hate it. So, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
All right, this next artist, I don't really know how to pronounce his name, but it's three letters, Z-H-U. So we're just going to go with that.
Okay.
Featuring Sean D. This is the song called Faded, and it's the remix.
Zoning out, impaired a little with Patron and wow. Only plan on a drink or two, it multiplies. Sort of made me think of you. I won't decide to look away, cause you got them looks to kill. Then the rights would be wrong if I stood still. But Medusa got me like a statue. Blessed devil in the red dress, excuse me, cause I'm at you. Hot top fading, no, I might not make it. Do I like her? I like to see her naked. Maybe blame it on the alcohol. Yeah, I'ma stand up, God catch me, cause I'm about to fall for you. But scrape my knees in the process. I'm working with a monster. I think I found a Loch Ness God, yes, she's a goddess. I guess then again I've been drinking. But really I'm thinking like,
baby, I'm wasted. All I wanna do is drive home to you.
How you feeling?
I'm a hater.
What don't you like about it? I'm not gonna lie, his part sounds very typical out there of what's kind of out there right now.
Okay, so this is what I think. I really like the beat and I like everything. I just felt like his flow.
What are you really talking about?
His flow was kind of like, meh. And that's about it.
Who's someone?
I like the sound of his voice, though. I literally like the sound of his voice.
Who's someone out there as an artist that you feel like, male artist, has a complete package? The voice, the look, it just makes sense and it works right.
Who do I listen to a lot?
Who does she listen to?
I know you want me to say Young Thug, but I would say, I'm going to look at my Pandora right now. Oh, you know who I'm listening to right now? He's not even a rapper, but he's Rico Love.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's a rapper, but there's this one music video. He's in this, like, white coat with, like, this fur. And I had hit him up, actually, and I was like, yo, that shit is tight. Like, where did you get that? And he's like, oh, Giuseppe made it for me.
Oh, you know.
I was like, oh, fucking flex. Shit. Excuse shit me. On my whole life. All fuck. Right. But,
get me one.
I don't know. I do like Young Thug's look. Future has a good look.
Oh, yeah. I heard about the Future thing.
Saw it.
You're really into Future.
Whatever.
All right. Chris Brown, Ariana Grande, Don't Be Gone Too Long. I mean, I just put it on here because I know y'all wanted to hear it. But
Well, this bitch loves Chris Brown, so.
I mean, I do too, but not for his music. But
this is, I don't know.
Tell me you didn't think Ricky Martin and Christina Aguilera were gonna come out with.
No. I can't.
Shakira comes out through the breakthrough. No, I'm just kidding. She really don't.
Wait.
That was a mess. Wait. It's gonna be all over our radios.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Tell me you didn't think, like, remember the song Whitney Houston and Ricky Martin back in the, or Christina Aguilera back in the day? That's what it gave me. All right. Moving on. One of my favorites right now is I Am Sue, featuring Wiz Khalifa. It's
That's
called
the homie.
What About You? He's everything.
I Am Sue's everything?
I love him.
Of course I'm going to love this.
I mean, it's just fun music. You know it's threes up when it's repping time. These 1700 don't step on mine. I'm in the game,
finna bark till I foul out. All these niggas turn fake, I don't know how. You know, I'm really proud of him.
How long have you known him for?
Like, personally, I haven't known him, like, for years or anything like that. But, it's just, like, it's hard to be, like, you and be an artist and, like, make it out of the Bay and, like, it be you. Like, you. Not like Krayshawn Ray Gucci make. Gucci and what they want to make you, but this is like him, you know, and everybody that runs in his group, HBK, they are themselves, and they have like, you know, an artist that I've worked with before, Cool John, he has a thing like called Schmop Life, and it's all about like, it's like throw parties, not fists. So it's like they're very peaceful at the same time. They have their own style, and it's just hard to like, you know, come out the Bay. People hate the Bay. People always hate on the Bay and, like, the artists and the people that come from there.
But why is it? What do you think? I know you said, like, I know Bay people are annoying and we gotta let you know 10 times that we from the Bay. And, you know, what is it about Bay artists that... Because to me, I'm from the East Coast. So coming over here and being in this world of West Coast music, it's just kind of like, I love it. It's just so fresh and different because I'm so used to East Coast hip-hop,
yeah,
you know, and the Bay music, I just feel like it's really starting to get really strong, and
we definitely have our own sound. Yeah, we had like the hyphy movement. I don't know, I think it's just because we're really cool on the low and nobody wants to admit it. They want to kind of take from it, you know.
Well, we're gonna give y'all your shine here,
right?
All right, last song, I just wanted to put this on there because I wanted to know how you felt about this. So it's Flo Rida, and he has a song out called Photobomb. And this is exactly what it does. I mean, he don't even start rapping for 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
What?
And it's this.
Bro, did you see that Kappa chick Heather tonight? Yeah, dude, I think I'm gonna smash. She was all over me. She totally wants it. I mean, how could she not? I basically have an 8-pack. But I don't know, I'm pretty sure she hooked up with that D-bag Miles last weekend, and I heard he has, like, crabs or something, but then again,
he's
she's
trying to do that.
So, like, whatever, man.
Oh my
no
god,
judgment.
Becky.
Yeah.
There's grass in the field, play ball.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Ken.
I need to clear my all dog. That. Maybe play some BP or Flip Cup. Girls love that what's shit. Wait, dude,
I got big Becky, I cannot lie. What song is it? Why can't I? Why am I like?
Sure, mix a lot. Take a picture with a stock for the night, shine bright, make it pop, make it drop, till I'm hitting for the stock in the spot where they
don't know. I don't ask about Flo Rida. I don't listen to this shit.
No.
I listen to, like, Mag Dre and, like, shit like that. But I don't fucking listen to
like,
shit.
Like, what are we doing? Now, literally, the song has... We're having conversations on it? I can't.
It's all about money.
That's right. Thank you, Lil Debbie, for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
I enjoyed it.
Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, L1L Debbie, Lil Debbie. And then Instagram, DebbieCakes420. My website, LilDebbie.org. And I'm out here in these streets.
Give us two projects that are coming out soon that we can expect.
Projects, my shoes that are dropping, my jewelry line. Musically, I'd never like to give out my secrets.
Right.
You just gotta wait for it and watch it, and I'm gonna drop it.
All right, are we gonna get another video from the California Sweetheart?
Yes,
we will.
You are. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure you guys hit us at BHL Online and tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Holla at me.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning
when
in.
When I saw that... Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.